pleased with yourselves, and you should be. You should be happy on a day like this, if I've experienced it each of my years here. And I know you're happy. You're happy about your faith. You're happy and pleased and privileged to celebrate your faith in this way as we prepare for the great days ahead. I can see the joy in you. And throughout the day, I think you'll see that joy in each other. Even though this day is centered around a cross, you're joyful. An instrument of death, embraced by Christ to show us, to define for us what real love is and how much he still loves us, despite sometimes our unfaithfulness. The cross reminds us of what God did for us in Jesus. He died on the cross out of love. Love always involves some death. Death to self for others. Isn't it true in marriage? Isn't it true in family life? Isn't it true in any vocation we are called to? If we love, we will surrender ourselves. We will empty ourselves. We will die to ourselves for the benefit of the one we love. Joy is the result. We've experienced that. When we do something good for others, when we empty ourselves, for parents, or friends, or even strangers, especially strangers, we're not lessened. We die a little bit to ourselves, but don't we grow in Christ? This kind of love, real love, doesn't come easily. It takes practice. It takes discipline. It takes self-denial. It is very, very demanding. Christ experienced that in the gospel we just heard. At the Last Supper, he gave himself away to his apostles, put his spirit in them so that they could use his words as if he himself was speaking, so full of his presence were those first priests, that they could say, "This is my body. I absolve you. I baptize you." He gave himself into their hands, literally. "This is my body. This is my blood." As thoroughly as he gave himself away that next day on the cross, they both go together, the Eucharist and the cross. He got up from the table, gave himself away again in the washing of their feet, and he said, "Let us go. Let us go to Bethany." He goes through the valley that separates Jerusalem from Golgotha and from the site of the garden. And as he approaches the garden, he crosses a road. And that road would go south to the home of his very best friends, Martha and Mary and Lazarus. He could avoid that garden. He could avoid that self-emptying, that pain which he knew was going to be involved, and find the warmth and comfort in the presence of his dearest friends. Doesn't make that choice. It's God's will be done, not his own. And he will empty himself. He will be killed in order to carry out God's will. He's in the garden. He suffers alone, which says an awful lot. He suffers alone. And that interior battle takes place between his human and divine nature. "I still don't want to do this, Heavenly Father. Please let this cup pass from me, but your will be done. And in doing your will, I know I will have your strength to carry it out successfully and completely. I know that I will be filled with your love and therefore able to give myself for my friends, as is your will. It's very difficult to do the will of God alone, to do it completely alone, and you know that yourselves. You know what peer pressure is. You know how difficult it is to stand apart, to stand up, to stand alone in doing what's right. When it comes to drugs, peer pressure, hooking up, whatever it is, so easy to fall on the ground, so difficult to do the will of God alone. Christ experienced that. Could you not watch one hour with me? And so today we seek to do God's will in the days ahead, in the years ahead. We commit ourselves as Catholic Christians completely to do the will of God. We know we'll stumble and fall sometimes, but that's what the sacrament of penance is for. And so many of you had that opportunity this morning, and we'll have it through the week again. It's only for sinners that Christ came. He came to make us better. As St. Paul said, the love of God has been poured out into your hearts. Not only will you be encouraging each other, you do not stand alone in the practice of your faith, whether it's in your home, in your parish, in your school, whatever group you choose to be part of. Choose good friends. Be encouraged by their example. And encourage them in return. This is your obligation. Baptismal call. Not just to save yourself, but to help others save their souls by carrying out that selfless, self-possessive love that we see in Christ Jesus. Not only will you not be alone in the company of your fellow believers, but you will not belong alone here in the presence of Christ. Very real presence today in the Eucharist, always available to you. But it's His love that is poured into our hearts as we receive this Eucharist. It's His love that we pour into your hearts as you kneel before Him, or as you sit before Him today, and ask Him to fill you with that divine love that enabled Him to show us such great love that He will look for in us as we seek to be His disciples, worthy followers of Christ.